Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Many Boston sports fans are riding high these days. The New England Patriots will have a trip to the Super Bowl at stake when they host the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game this Sunday. The Bruins, meanwhile, are vying for the top spot in the NHL's Eastern Conference. And as for the Celtics, well, on Monday night, they accomplished something they hadn't done in nearly 5 years. They lost their fifth game in a row. They hope not to make it six losing games in a row when they play the Toronto Raptors at the Garden tonight. With me to talk about what's going wrong with the Celtics is Only a Game's Doug Tribou. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Sasha.
Doug, first tell us, when exactly was the last time the Celtics lost five in a row, and why is the timing of that significant?
Well, it was during the 2006-2007 season, and it was not a good time to be a Celtics fan. That was one of the worst seasons on record, and the losing streak did not stop at five. It went another five and another five, and it finally ended at 18, which is a franchise record. The next year, the Celtics rebuilt, and that's when they acquired Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. The new big three were formed with Paul Pierce, and the team won a championship.
And have been going strong until relatively recently. Now, five-game losing streaks are never a good thing, but why is it even worse this year?
Well, the season is already shorter than it would normally be. A regular NBA season is 82 games. Because of the lockout, they're down to 66 games. And tonight, when the Celtics host the Raptors, that's their 13th game of the season. So they're already 20% in, and they're 4-8. They're four games under 500. That means it takes four games to get back to even, never mind get into a position where they could be in the playoffs.
What about player performance?
I think the bigger issue there is the preseason being so short, no training camp, and the Celtics just were not quite ready to go. There are a lot of new faces on the roster, and I don't think they've totally gelled, totally gotten used to each other and the playbook.
One of the players struggling lately is Kevin Garnett. He will turn 36 this spring. Is his age catching up with him?
I think that it might be a little bit. I think a big thing for Kevin Garnett was that preseason being shortened, as we were talking about. He was one of the players who was very vocal about the fact that it wasn't fair to the players. It wasn't reasonable to expect them to get up to speed in such a short amount of time. He's a fierce competitor and never lets himself get out of shape, so I don't think that's it. But you almost wonder if he's gotten into his own head, that he got into a bit of a funk, and he's been up and down. In his last three games, he's taken 49 shots, and he's only made 19 of them. He's had some games where he's come alive, but he needs to come alive game to game to game for the Celtics to really start clicking.
Garnett's ups and downs, as you call them, aren't the only problem for the Celtics. Here's coach Doc Rivers after one of the team's recent losses.
Our turnovers are killing us, and a lot of the turnovers are, we're just trying to will the team do too much. So it's not like it's anybody's been selfish, but the way you win is with execution.
So given all that, do you think the Celtics can turn things around?
I think they're definitely going to get better. They have too much talent, too many stars in those three, the big three and Rajon Rondo, to just sink. But they need to get a win, preferably tonight. Two teams will come into the Garden tonight, and one of them will leave with a six-game losing streak. Toronto is also on a five-game skid.
Doug, whether or not the Celtics reverse their losing streak, there has been chatter about some big-name players like Paul Pierce and Ray Allen possibly being traded, especially because the Celtics don't want to make the mistake of holding on to aging players too long, as they did back in the 80s with the Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale era. What do you think are the chances that we'll see one or more of the prominent current Celtics players gone in the near future?
Well, Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett are both free agents. They'll come off the books at the end of the season either way, and it seems right now like it's unlikely that either one of them would return. The big question is Paul Pierce. He has 2 years left on his contract, and according to a Yahoo Sports report by Adrian Wojnarowski, several teams are calling to inquire about Pierce's availability. Pierce, of course, is a career Celtic. He's the captain of the team. Whether or not he stays would seem to be a real game changer for are they willing to blow up the whole team or not.
Doug, despite all this bad news, it is actually somewhat good news that Toronto's in town tonight. Is that right?
Two teams coming into the Garden tonight, vying for the chance to not be the team with the six-game losing streak. That's not where you want to be if you're a Celtics fan. The Raptors fans, they probably are, you know, sort of resigned to that fact. But the Celtics just need to get a win tonight. They have beaten up on poor teams this year. This would be a game to turn things around and at least get going in the right direction.
Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Sasha.
Doug Trabue is a reporter and producer for NPR's Only a Game, which can be heard every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.